Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Hey Benjamin, I have a question for you. Do you prefer cats or dogs?
I prefer cats.
Chris, same question.
I like cats better. When I was a kid, I would have said dogs.
Really? You like cats better? I always thought you were a dog person.
I like dogs. I think they're a better companion for a young boy.
All right. I have something that I'm going to read to you.
Chris kept a lot of peanut butter in his room as a kid.
Great companion.
Hey, it's smeared all over my young vagina.
This is an article I found that talks about a lot of the behaviors in cats that a lot of people consider sort of adorable or like nice behaviors that this article is claiming may not be so adorable. There seem to be two kinds of people in the world: those who don't understand cats and those who think cats are kind of douchebags. Unfortunately for cat lovers, science has kind of come down on the side of that second group. Research has revealed that a lot of the quirky and even cute things your kitty does are actually signs that your cat is kind of a dick. Now, the first one is meowing to imitate a baby human. Does your cat like meow at dinner time, Ben? Does it like tell you when to feed it, or do you guys just feed your cats on a general?
No, they know when it's time for them to eat, and they do. They go crazy.
Cats have many different ways of communicating, but the meow is every cat's go-to vocalization when it wants to tell us something, be it I'm hungry, pay attention to me, or I just took a dump, go clean it. However, far from the one-dimensional barking sound that dogs use to communicate, cats are like living stereo equalizers that are able to fine-tune the pitches and tones of their meows so they can better manipulate you into doing what they want.
I respect that about cats.
A recent study has shown that people subconsciously can tell the difference between a pleading or soliciting meow and a run-of-the-mill casual one just by listening to sound clips taken from different felines in different situations. The subjects said the soliciting sounds came across as more urgent and less pleasant than a normal meow, much like the cries a human baby makes when she's hungry. In fact, oh, this is getting long here.
Is this like cat cast now?
I guess so.
Pussy cast.
We're changing our format.
Let's just start out before
I have never heard Danny talk this much about pussy in years.
I just want to start out by saying I think I'm more of a dog person. I also like cats, but I think cats can be so evil. But
that's kind of what I like about them, though.
I don't know.
I mean, cats have way better personality than dogs do. And I feel like that's because they're smarter.
Absolutely. I no disrespect against dogs, but I don't get people that hate cats just because their cat doesn't love them.
No,
what kind of low self-esteem do these people have? They need animals to just fucking love them.
I'm not that guy. That, you know, I like cats also, and I used to have cats, and I liked my cats. But like when a dog gets angry at you and is barking at you, you think, oh, I better back away. Like that dog doesn't. I shouldn't go any closer to that dog. When a cat is angry at you, you think, well, the Satan himself has possessed that cat. And like, I've never believed in evil more than when I see a black feral cat hissing at me, because it just looks so evil. It looks, I don't know.
It depends on the animal.
It's scary, isn't it? Like certain cats look 100% evil.
Dogs look like they want to fight you because of a specific reason, but some cats look like they want to torture you.
Exactly.
They want to keep you alive for a while.
But don't you think that's because cats kind of lack the size and strength of a dog, so a lot of it's intimidation?
I think it's because they're Beelzebub himself has taken over their souls.
Is that like another name for the devil?
No, that was my cat's name, Beelzebub.
There used to be lots of different demons, same way there was lots of different gods, and now all these different names are kind of mean the devil now.
But they were used to be for specific demons?
Yeah.
What, is Azrael a name for Satan?
I don't know. I don't know that much. I only know a little bit.
Chris, didn't your grandma used to have like a crazy amount of cats in her house?
Back when she was alive, she
Right, back when she was alive, I mean.
She had over 20 cats, between 25 and 50 cats, I think.
Jeez, is that even legal?
Probably not. She didn't own them legally either. She would just find them walking down the street and then quote-unquote rescue them from homelessness.
Well, do you think any of them had actual owners?
Oh, yeah.
They just...
And I think there were some that she felt that the owners weren't treating them right, I think, and hatched a scheme to break them out like Rambo.
But what were they not doing to treat them right? They weren't keeping them in a filthy, filthy house full of cat shit and
cats like would go insane too. There was one cat that always lived in the bathroom. And for years, like that was that cat's home for some reason. And if you tried to take a piss in that cat's home, that cat would get fucking furious. And the whole time you had to take a piss, you'd have one hand sort of guarding your dick just in case. It was scary.
Especially what did your grandma feed those cats?
Other cats?
That's not true. Do you think any of the cats ate another cat at any point in that house?
Probably. I think there was a really old school, like, Lord of the Flies situation with the cats where they had their own government and their own cat justice.
It's funny, when you used to go over to Chris's grandma's house around election time, there would be these signs up saying, like, vote for Fluffy.
Fluffy 08.
For, what's that thing called? Comptroller.
They had smaller forms of government. They had like a little city council type thing that decided the smaller, minor decisions of the local area.
Like for the bathroom itself would have its own little city council.
I think the bathroom was the prison where that...
Where that cat was.
He couldn't be reformed. Mr. Stitches had to live in the shower forever.
Was that its name? Did she have names for the cats?
Well, I don't think she was able to name all the cats.
How many kittens do you think? I mean, these cats had to be breeding in this house too, right? Yeah,
there were cat orgies also.
How much money would your grandma spend on cat food, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know the economics of it. There was a lot of cat food going in and out of there, though.
I mean, do you think she spent more money on feeding the cats than feeding herself?
I don't know.
Close to equal?
Probably, because you ever watch an old person eat? Like, they barely eat anything. Like, I remember when Danny and I worked at Taco Bell. And like a little old lady would come up and it'd be like 3 p.m, so you know it was supper. She would order like one beef soft taco. I'm like, all right, and what are your next 7 items? Like, how do you go to Taco Bell and order one soft taco?
And then she'd come back and ask for a to-go bag to take it home.
Yeah,
when she
she's
was
like,
done.
Do you have a plastic clamshell? You know? Seems my eyes were bigger than my stomach.
And you know when she bit into that corn tortilla, some teeth chipped.
It was a soft shell, but they still chipped. It was a soft taco.
I hate watching old people eat.
Well,
it's disgusting.
I hate it. It's horrible. I'd rather watch them fuck than eat. But I would hate to watch them eat pussy. That'd be the worst of all.
You know,
think
it would be
get full of the pussy like really fast, though.
But I was an old man. I'd pretend I didn't. And you know, the old lady's like, Harold, take out your teeth tonight. She loves that gum pussy eating. Ew.
Yeah. Well, also, your grandma probably couldn't eat that much in that house, even if she had, like, she had an old person appetite. Plus, it smelled like cat piss and shit in the house, so her appetite was probably even more, or even smaller than it would have been normally.
How long did this go on? Was this, like, years?
It was as long as I can remember.
That's crazy.
All right, so I'm going to keep reading this article. In fact, further studies have proven that a cat's cry for food or attention shares a remarkable similarity in frequency to a baby's cry. It's not a coincidence. It's pure kitty evil genius. Using their expertise in Soviet-style subliminal advertising, cats adjust their purrs and meows to include this frequency, which then prompts their owners into responding to them more quickly. Like well-trained animals ourselves, we respond because not only is the sound annoying to us, but it also stimulates our natural instinct to immediately nurture anything that sounds like our offspring, even if it is covered in fur and named Mr. Bojangles. So,
is that real though?
Yeah,
what you're reading?
This is real. This is not. I know it's worded in a sort of.
This is just a theory, though.
Yeah, but it's a scientific theory. It's not like it's my theory.
I know it's not your theory.
But doesn't it seem weird when you read, like, a scientific article and it'll say things like cats can only see in shades of blue and green, and it's like, how do you know what colors cats see in?
They can test for colors and things like that, which they go to. But I don't know how they can test for, like, what the cat's intentions are. This seems like speculating.
That's true. But, yeah, you're right. I agree with that.
Maybe the cats just hate babies and want to mock them.
I heard that cats don't like a lot of newborn babies.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
I don't either.
We had a cat that 2 years in a row came and had kittens on our back porch. And it's funny because it's kittens. Like, every time we would walk outside, this cat would just hiss at us like crazy. It would just turn pure evil. And then as soon as we'd walk outside, if you kept going outside to do the laundry, it would just sprint off, abandoning its babies. It was kind of funny because it would be like so like mad and snarling and badass looking. But if you took one step farther, it would just sprint away and abandon its offspring to whatever you wanted to do with it.
I did all I could.
And then the next time you would walk out too, it would do the same hiss again. And it's kind of funny to make that same hissing noise after we already know that you're a coward. You know, like, we're not buying it anymore.
And would the babies be like, hey, mom, what the fuck?
Yeah, no kidding. Like,
I just saw you sprint off terrified.
What happened? Okay, this is another thing it says. Leaving their poop uncovered as an insult. One of the major perks to owning a cat over, say, a dog or a horse is that all cats instinctively drop their waste into neat little boxes, eliminating the need for frequent walkies and the palpable awkwardness that comes with the public use of a pooper scooper and plastic baggies. Cats instinctively seek to bury their droppings, so it works out for everybody.
That is nice.
Well, contrary to popular assumptions, though, this behavior doesn't come from Snowball's obsessive compulsive cleanliness, but rather an evolutionary holdover from before felines were domesticated. And had more dangerous predators than a vacuum cleaner to worry about. Burying the poop prevents detection by their enemies, but there's another layer to it, which is that they do it to avoid challenging the dominant cat of the group. It kind of makes sense. If burying the poop is a sign that they fear another larger animal, then leaving it uncovered would be a pretty aggressive act. No one here is bad enough to fuck with me. Enjoy my shit. So, what do you suppose it means when your cat doesn't bother to cover his own poop? Does Orange Julius ever leave shit laying around, Ben?
He buries his poop about 95% of the time, but sometimes when he lays down a real stinker, I think he just wants to get out of there.
Or maybe he's proud.
I don't know. There's times where, like, I'm not kidding, his shit smells up our apartment. And granted, our apartment's not very large, but, I mean, It's insane that such a smell can come from such a little guy.
Have you ever taken such a large shit that you didn't want to flush it because you were too proud of it?
Not large like in like girth.
But just long.
But you ever take that shit that's like it looks like your whole small intestine came out? Like it didn't break, it's just like a garden hose all coiled up.
What's impressive is when somehow you shit something and it comes out and it's almost the size of my forearm and it never breaks. Because usually when something comes out like that, it breaks into a couple different pieces, but it's just straight there and you don't want to flush it. And it's always nice when you do that in a public restroom because then you don't have to flush it.
But it's not as impressive with you because your asshole's already stretchy.
That's true.
Because you're gay. You know what I always thought would be a funny joke to do? Is like, I wanted to take like a monster dump in the litter box and just bury it. And then Sonia would come home from work and she'd be like, oh, I'll just scoop the cat box. Wouldn't that be such a weird thing to like put the scooper in there and you pull out like a human turd? But part of you would wonder like, well, why would my husband do that? Maybe it was one of the cats.
I wish Danny had that fear of predators so he could cover up his stench a little more.
No, but I'm the badass around here, so I don't have to worry about shit.
Apparently.
That sounds like a challenge.
All right, here we go. Yep, some cats intentionally leave their crap uncovered or in conspicuous locations, such as on a doormat or in your sister's bed, in order to communicate to us that they are the dominant member of the household and that this is their territory.
Do they really think that, though?
Well, that's what this is, it's claiming.
But don't you think sometimes that scientists are just like women? Like they feel like every action you do has some sort of subconscious meaning and that's the reason why you did it, when sometimes you just, you're not thinking and you do it.
Yeah, but I still think that I'm with them. I'm with women and scientists. Everything does have some type of subconscious meaning. Even if you didn't mean anything by it, that doesn't mean that it doesn't come from years of sort of evolutionary training in your mind.
Or maybe you're just thinking and you don't want to have to fucking talk to that bitch-ass scientist every second of your life.
Chris, are you dating a scientist? By nature, cats are hard to read. They're not like dogs, hopping around with joy when you walk in the door, or slinking away with shame when caught eating garbage. No, cats have mastered an expression of almost disdainful indifference that they seem to wear regardless of their mood. However, as any spinster will tell you, a cat's affection is obvious when it's purring and rubbing its face and body against your leg. It's like... Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was saying, what I want to know is, why do dogs like to eat cat shit so much?
That is a very good question. They are so happy to eat cat shit.
It must be the best tasting shit of all animals for them. I used to catch my dog eating my cat shit, and then I would chase her off, and she would look a little bit like embarrassed, but she would try to sneak in a couple more pieces of cat shit before she'd run off.
That's exactly right. And they'll come back for more, even though they know it's going to get them in trouble.
Do you think dogs really like the taste of that?
It must be like dog crack.
Cats are cruel, though. When I used to catch my cat torturing lizards.
Yeah.
She would want to keep the lizard alive so she could just slowly give it pain.
And play with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do torture their prey.
And they torture small animals and they also start fires as children.
They start fires.
Does that remind you of anything, Ben?
He's trying to think.
Like serial killers?
All cats grow up to be serial killers.
My cat used to always leave clues for the San Francisco Chronicle.
This is our fifth reference to serial killers on this podcast.
My cat would just send them a letter with a paw print on it.
One time, Chris's cat killed a cab driver, but took the cab driver's shirt. And then when it would mail letters into the police and to the newspapers, it would contain a small swatch of that shirt.
I remember when Chris's cat did that. Chris's cat, Kitty.
Kitty would write letters, but they would all be like cardboard cutouts from cat food boxes. That's how she would write the letter out, so you couldn't identify her paw writing.
Do you think it's funny that Chris's cat was named Kitty?
Was it?
Yeah. This is my theory. His parents only did that because Chris was like, borderline retarded, so they just wanted to like name things around the house whatever they were so he would learn the word for the object.
Hey Chris, have you seen Broomy?
Mom, I'm hungry. Go get Milky out of the fridgey.
Chris, you make a joke now about words.
Doggy keeps eating out of cat litter boxy.
If you had a cat today, what would you guys name it?
We had a cat in Sacramento. It wasn't our cat. It was our neighbor's cat. But Chris named it... Oh, shit. What did you name it, Chris?
Wolfie.
Wolfie. That cat, that cat hated me.
Wasn't that the dog's name in Terminator 2?
I don't know. That cat punked me one time. It would just come into our house, basically, and just strut around. It had this total strut, like it owned everything, more than every cat normally does, because a lot of cats have that strut. But this cat really walked around like it was a badass. And one time, it would just
It was tough.
It was tough, and it would just scratch us for no reason, too. But we just didn't care, really. We just let it roam around our house because we didn't care. I mean, you remember that house, Ben. We used to have a hockey net in the living room.
There's some crazy shit going on in that house.
So anyway... That one time I got up and I was walking to the kitchen or something, and that cat was walking the opposite direction across the house, and it did this thing where it lifted its paw up like it was ready to swipe at me, but it like flexed its shoulder forward, you know how guys pretend to punch someone and they like lean their shoulders forward?
Yeah.
It basically did that to me and made me flinch and then walked away. And I remember thinking
it went from attack to super calm.
Yeah, so and I remember quickly. Thinking, I can't believe I'm this cat's bitch. Like, I really felt like, God, I just let this fucking cat punk me.
You think he went and told other cats about
that?
Oh,
yeah, definitely. And he knew, too.
Oh, that motherfucker?
Yeah. Oh, Danny, don't worry about him. He's on my bitch list. And well, here's another thing about cats. Cats are the most disgusting things on earth when they are in heat. Have you ever seen a cat in heat?
I don't know if I have. All our cats have been spayed or neutered.
You would know, because a cat in heat...
Per Bob Barker's request.
Exactly. A cat in heat will just stare at you, put its ass in the air, and just... It'll make this crazy noise like it's in pain because you're not fucking it. Do you ever notice that, Chris? Have you
That's kind of like how human girls act to me. But then they're in more pain when I do start fucking
Like, they'll just look at you and like, and their ass will just be like swaying back and forth in front of you, and it's tempting.
You ever just think about how much of a romantic Chris is when he talks about women?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just makes me wish that I had a daughter his age, or, I mean, 10 years younger than him. You know, the way he likes
it. At least 10, yeah.
Has a cat ever attacked either of you? Have you ever been, like, really scratched up by a cat?
Only when I was playing with it.
We used to take my cat to the vet back before we had a cat carrier. I'd have to put her in a pillowcase.
It looked like Chris went trick-or-treating at your grandma's house. She would just give out cats.
Good. One for you. You already had one.
I recognize that costume. Don't think you're getting two cats tonight.
Did the kids would ever say anything? The kids about would just cats in a pillowcase.
I don't know. I assumed it was common.
The kids would just get home.
Seems pretty inhumane.
And get rabies.
Well, the cat wasn't happy about it at all.
Really?
No shit.
I can't imagine the cat not being happy about that.
She would be. Yes, and like if you opened up the top of it even slightly, immediately an arm would come out to punch and claw you. Like instantly, any opportunity to kill you.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like cats can throw like 10 punches in like a millisecond too. It's amazing how much damage they can do in like 2 seconds.
Mexican boxers.
Yes, exactly.
For new hope, which you've never had.
Burying the poop prevents the detection. Burying the poop for Jesus. Burying the poop. Let me make this brighter. There we go. No wonder it was on like one. Burying the poop prevents
detection. No wonder.
Burying the Jesus. It's gonna suck when I'm editing this. Burying.
It sounds like you're doing like a remix of that article. I don't
know. Burying the poop prevents. All right, Jesus Christ! I've
you
said
want me to read it?
I've said burying the poop literally 10 times.
Okay, go ahead.
Burying the poop prevents.
I'm seriously not trying to fuck it up.
I know. I knew it was going to happen though because it was too quiet. Someone had to laugh.
All right, nobody laughed this time.
All right, that'll help. Thanks, Chris. Burying the poop. Burying the fuck.
Did you say poop?
It's unreasonable.
That's like poop and fruit.
I'm just going to put that 20 seconds out as a podcast.
Yeah, that would be. That's our new intro. Yeah.